It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It just takes some time. That's not this song. Ocean Avenue. Yellow card. Speaking of yellow card, should they have yellow cards and red cards in football?
No.
Okay. I think it's kind of cool. Or flags, like a red flag, yellow flag. I know the red flag is a challenge flag, but like right. A yellow flag in football is like, eh. Red flag is like, dude, you're screwed. You're out.
Screwed. Yeah.
I like those saucy referees in soccer or football. I go up there and just like. Right
they slap that card
right
up.
In your face. You know what you did.
Yeah. They slap that card up. Speaking of soccer, the current play tonight, their first playoff game. So you got that going on tonight. Oh, yeah. Actually, November 9th. I'm sorry.
That's yeah, the 9th, up. Actually. The 9th, it's their first playoff game in their new stadium.
Yeah.
Which, in, if they win this game, they go on the road the next game. And if they win that game, they play the championship game at home.
Yeah, we got our tickets for that championship game a while back. So hopefully it is the current doing that type of stuff. So we got that to look forward to this weekend as well. There's a lot going on in Kansas City this weekend, huh?
Duh.
My gosh.
Welcome to the new city of the free world.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Ben Maller's coming to town and soccer's playing off and football and landing and chicken tenders and bus rides and all kinds of good stuff.
We asked a question on the other side, 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Who are you rooting for tonight and why? You all know. I don't need to tell you who's playing tonight. I know everybody in Kansas City knows who's playing.
This is a big one. I'm excited for this tonight, actually. Oh, first Thursday night game in a while. I'm like, let's go.
No,
I hope it's a good game.
This is definitely 18-pack of Miller Lite going into the fridge, figuring out what I'm doing for dinner after the show. Getting it ready for tonight and getting ready for this football game.
And then at halftime, we all go to bed because it's a blowout.
Maybe.
And I hope it's a blowout by the Ravens.
But I asked the text line, 913-586-7965, who are you rooting for tonight and why?
Yeah.
One, we have a question for Mac because he does fantasy football on Sundays. Also, Mac did after hours last night. You're doing after hours tonight.
That is it. Yep.
All right. Take care of my baby and give that show a new name, man. Get me away from that show, right? It's your stuff now. It's you and Drew's show. Keep doing your work, guys. It's good.
Appreciate
it's fun.
Man. Yeah, it's going to be good.
I listen to about 7 seconds every night.
Good.
And then I'm
7 seconds more than I listen to, I'll tell you that.
Jeez, yeah. What a guy over here.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been doing this way too long, and I'm in the pitch.
7 o'clock, I'm in bed.
It's fair. But no, they said, would you start Lamar Jackson tonight or a Mahomes-Hopkins combo?
Yeah. Every night.
Plug Lamar in. Trade Mahomes, dude. Like, you're not going to, you know, trade him on your fantasy. If you
sell
have Lamar.
High.
Yeah, you can foist him on somebody. Right?
Yeah,
right. Lamar and Derrick Henry are on pace to rush for a combined 3,000 yards.
That's just disgusting.
That's insanity, right? Yeah. And that's why I'm rooting for the Ravens tonight. I want to present an analogy about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Go back real quick. You said that really fast.
What's
you're rooting
that?
For who tonight?
The Ravens tonight. Yeah.
And why?
Because I'm going to tell you,
okay,
I've got this analogy for the Cincinnati Bengals I want to present to you guys, okay? The Cincinnati Bengals remind me of a cockroach, right?
Okay.
You've got to just destroy that
La
cockroach.
Cucaracha.
Otherwise, it's still going to be around. It's still going to infest your house, and it's still going to be there at the end. I need to have them eliminated.
And they only show up when the lights go bright? And disappear when the lights come on?
Right. I mean, like, it's crazy. Like, Cincinnati doesn't show up, but they lurk and they lurk and they're like, they're not going away. They're not going away. Would somebody stomp on them? And I feel like if the Ravens stomp on them and twist that foot and you hear that crunching sound when you step on a cockroach, you know, it's like, that's what I think needs to happen tonight. So I'm a huge Ravens fan tonight. I want to see the Bengals done. I want to get them eliminated. I want to get them out of the way. Because that's a team, if you let hang around, man, all of a sudden January is going to show up and the Bengals will be like, hi, how you doing? We're here again.
I'm so
like,
you want you want Lamar Jackson to be Jay, a.k.a. Will Smith's character from Men in Black at the end when he starts stomping on the, oh, was that your auntie? Oh, yeah. Was that your cousin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, oh,
yeah.
That one, I don't know what he was, but he's dead.
Like, they eliminate the Bengals, man. Yeah. Like, I still have that PTSD from Cincinnati. I don't like the Bengals. I don't like their fans. I don't like anything about them. I want them eliminated.
I don't
want
have the issue with their fan base like you do, so I can't really say anything about that because somebody was yelling at your children.
Right.
But I don't mind the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. I like Ja'Marr Chase. I love that there's hatred with the Bengals and the Chiefs because it keeps somebody at least it keeps somebody to make the Chiefs honest. Like sure. It gives them some sort of fight. But Baltimore, Cincinnati, who are you rooting for, Mac?
I'm right with there with Bob. I mean, I
don't for Baltimore tonight too, right?
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
Baltimore's going to the playoffs. We know
exactly.
That. Like eliminate Cincinnati.
And I'm not really concerned. They've lost three games. Plus, Kansas City already has the tiebreaker, so make that four games ahead. So really, a loss for Baltimore doesn't do anything for Kansas City.
Right.
Like Bob said, though, a loss for Cincinnati, you're cooked. You're done. See ya. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
that's
what I want. It's time to eliminate the Bengals. I just don't want them lurking in January and thinking they have a chance.
Exactly. Plus, if they are lurking in January, that means they're hot. That means they've won a lot of games in a row, and that's I don't want that.
Yeah, and Ja'Marr Chase is talking smack.
So you guys sound like you still feel
week, Ja'Marr. The preparation obviously gets crunched down by a lot. Does it feel to you like cramming for a test back in school? Like what's a short week?
I didn't study in school.
I don't want Ja'Marr Chase anywhere near us. We're done.
You guys sound like you still fear Cincinnati.
Oh, that's the only team that I really look at and say they have a shot. Like, I don't fear Buffalo, and I say this now, and Buffalo wins their Super Bowl in November and whatnot. But no, because Cincinnati's done it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only team that's done it. The only quarterback.
You don't think Baltimore can do it?
No.
They damn near did.
But they didn't.
I know.
They've had two opportunities in a calendar year, and the Chiefs won both of those football
games.
Fair. Joe Burrow is the only active quarterback to beat the Chiefs in the postseason. Get the hell out of my way. I don't want him anywhere near us.
Text line, rooting for the Ravens because I want them to put the Bengals out of their misery.
Right.
I'm rooting for Baltimore from the 913. This is a great conversation. We had it at work yesterday because my hatred for Cincinnati runs deeper than another game lead for the one seed. Neither. I hope the game ends in a tie.
Oh, that's lame.
You don't mean that.
That's stupid.
A tie in football is the worst result. It's the worst result.
What does a tie do?
It screws up the standings.
I don't want either team to win, so let's have...
I'm rooting for the Ravens from the 816 because Joe Burrow has proven to come here and win in the playoffs, not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's where I am, right?
From the 913, I'm rooting for the Ravens tonight because frick the Bengals. I hope the Bengals miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
From the 0-6.
See, that it's a rivalry, guys. As much as people don't want to say that,
you don't want to see that, though. You don't want to see them get. You want to talk about, and this is where I go back to your take. If you've ever wanted to cut the head off of something that you don't like, it's to do it your damn self. Don't let other people do your work for you. If the Cincinnati Bengals come to Arrowhead and play the divisional round here and Mahomes and company beat them, that is a better feeling to you than watching Baltimore do in the regular season. That's why I'm rooting for Cincinnati. I want Cincinnati to do well. I want them to make the playoffs. I want them to get here. I want another shot. I'm not worried about what happened 3 years ago.
We had another shot. We beat them.
This is the best Chiefs team I have ever seen, and you've added DeAndre Hopkins to this team.
Sure.
You haven't had DeAndre Hopkins when you played the Ravens and the Bengals. You have Kareem Hunt. You didn't have them when you played that.
Right,
you'll have Isaiah Pacheco back. There's a chance if you were to play Cincinnati in the divisional round, you'll have Hollywood Brown back. You'd have Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins, Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt. How you doing? And I would love nothing more than to watch that game with Drew Nixon and be like, dude, I've been here all week. I've been here all year to tell you I want your Cincinnati Bengals to make the playoffs. Just so I can see the scene at the end of the Patriot with Mel Gibson picking up the hot end of the blade and going for that Englishman's throat and being like, now you're done.
Yeah, I'm not interested in any of that. I don't need the Bengals alive at all.
Even if they lose, they're still alive.
They're closer to being dead. And I just want them out of the way. I have no interest in... I'm not one of these folks who says, well, I want to play the best and beat the best. Give a rat's ass about who we play and beat the best and all that kind of stuff. I want to go to the Super Bowl. Cincinnati, to me, is the only team that I look at that I say, they could... put up a fight and prevent this three-peat thing from happening. No other team in the AFC is that way. So if you can knock them off and get rid, because once Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase start to get hot, it's going to snowball, folks. So the quicker we can eliminate them and get them complaining and crying and doing all that stuff and checking out and going to Cancun, the better off everybody else is. Eliminate the Bengals.
So two quick questions before we go to break. Do both of you believe that the Chiefs can beat Buffalo next week?
Yes, in Buffalo. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Stand on business on that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so then do you believe that if the AFC goes through Arrowhead, no one stands a chance?
I think
then you're rooting for Cincinnati.
Yeah, no, I'm not, though. I'm not.
Because
then
the Ravens are out, Buffalo would be out next week.
Their chili sucks, their fans suck, their team suck.
All right. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for KC Sports.
Up yours, Bengals.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.